What if the most useless book you ever bought became the one that changed your life? That's the paradox Ankur Wariku presents in Get Epic Shit Done. Unlike most self-help authors positioning themselves as infallible gurus, Wariku begins with refreshing honesty. Prescriptive advice rarely works the same for everyone. What makes this book stand out is its origin in 36 real questions from real people, answered through personal experience rather than theoretical frameworks. While his first book focused on provoking thought, this follow-up aims to inspire action, bridging the gap between knowing what to do and actually doing it. We compare ourselves to others due to two misconceptions: believing success is zero-sum and ignoring different starting points. Success isn't finite. Multiple people can succeed simultaneously. We all begin with different temperaments, capabilities, and circumstances that make direct comparisons meaningless. When envy arises, question whether the current situation will always remain true. These moments reveal something important. Your own definition of success lacks clarity. A growth mindset begins with believing your capabilities aren't fixed. Build this by surrounding yourself with diverse people: engineers with artists, scientists with philosophers. When different perspectives intersect, your thinking expands beyond binary limitations. Cultivate a healthy relationship with risk. Like investors accepting short-term volatility for long-term gains, see risk as opportunity rather than threat. Each calculated risk gradually expands your comfort zone. Replace entitlement with gratitude. Most of us are where we are largely through luck of birth and opportunity. Gratitude paradoxically fuels achievement rather than complacency. The power of a growth mindset lies in transforming obstacles into opportunities. When you believe abilities improve through effort and learning, failure becomes valuable feedback rather than final judgment, creating resilience that sustains you through setbacks. Communication is a muscle strengthened through deliberate practice. Write daily to structure thoughts coherently, just one page, concluding with "this tells me that" to extract insights. After developing writing skills, practice speaking by recording 1-minute videos daily for 90 days. Communication is only 7% about word choice, with 55% coming from body language and 38% from tonality. Crossed arms signal closed-mindedness, while fidgeting reveals nervousness. Hand gestures should naturally complement your words to enhance credibility. Most people listen to respond rather than understand. Active listening involves summarizing, so what I'm hearing is, asking clarifying questions, and providing feedback, essential since people typically remember only 25% of what they hear. Effective communication requires emotional intelligence. The best communicators aren't necessarily the most articulate, but those who make others feel truly heard and understood. Most decisions we agonize over are reversible, yet we treat them as permanent. You'll only discover if a decision is right after making it, a liberating realization. For important decisions, create structure. Identify parameters that matter with appropriate weightage. Rank factors by personal importance, then score options from 1 to 3 points to find the best alignment with your priorities. For truly irreversible decisions, use negative visualization. Imagine the worst-case scenario and assess if you could handle it financially, mentally, emotionally, and socially. If yes, proceed. If not, wait or develop a plan to address vulnerabilities. Time management requires understanding your relationship with time, not new techniques. Track activities for 10 to 30 days, noting purpose and feelings. This self-awareness eventually becomes automatic, like driving after practice. View time as allocation between 4 types: not urgent, not important, important but not urgent, urgent and important. Find your personal balance rather than following conventional advice. Even allocating 13% to wasting time can be healthy if 75% goes to important tasks. Instead of fighting distractions, schedule them. When you designate specific break times, your brain sees them as rewards rather than forbidden fruit. The Pomodoro technique works well, 25-minute work intervals followed by 5-minute breaks. Trust is the most valuable currency in relationships. Without it, your intelligence, charm, or skills become irrelevant as opportunities silently slip away. Seth Godin clarifies that trust isn't about perfection. Trust isn't about nothing will ever go wrong. Instead, trust is that even when things go wrong, you know that everything that was needed to be done to prevent it was done, and everything needed to fix it will be done. Building trust requires three elements: being present during difficulties, maintaining personal accountability regardless of external validation, and honoring commitments without reminders, providing updates and requesting extensions well in advance when needed. Trust takes years to build, but can be destroyed in seconds. Small, consistent actions, returning calls promptly, arriving on time, meeting deadlines, and being honest in uncomfortable situations matter more than grand gestures. When trust exists, communication flows easily, collaboration flourishes, and opportunities multiply. High-trust organizations experience increased productivity, higher engagement, and better financial performance, while relationships develop deeper connections and authentic interactions. Passion isn't something waiting to be discovered. It's cultivated through pursuing interests over time. Consider structuring your life journey. Explore your passion in your 20s, hone it in your 30s, and reap its benefits thereafter. The Japanese concept of ikigai guides with four elements: what you love doing, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what can make you money. True ikigai exists at their intersection. Don't dismiss your current job, even if it's not your passion. It provides financial stability while you explore your dream career in your remaining time. Avoid comparing yourself to others' success stories, which breeds envy rather than action. Finding your path requires patient exploration, honest self-assessment, and gradually aligning your work with your values, strengths, and the world's needs. As Waraku states, envy empties, action achieves. The solution to comparison isn't eliminating it entirely. That's nearly impossible, but using these emotions productively. When you feel that pang, turn inward to clarify what you truly want rather than what you think you should want based on others' achievements. Remember, you're comparing your Chapter 3 to someone else's Chapter 30. Focus on writing your own story. Avoid blindly following others' decisions as they have different contexts and goals. Indecision is itself a decision, often the most costly one. While you're stuck in analysis paralysis, opportunities pass by. Eliminate guilt about wasted time. Guilt only leads to more wasted time as you seek comfort to overcome negative feelings. Successful people focus on taking better actions instead of self-criticism. Taking action requires overcoming fear of failure. When you understand that failure is simply feedback, you can approach challenges with curiosity rather than anxiety. Each attempt teaches you something valuable. Consistency matters more than intensity. Small daily actions compound into remarkable results. Don't wait for motivation. Create systems that make taking action the default. When obstacles arise, ask, "What can I do?" instead of, "Why is this happening to me?" This transforms you from victim to problem solver.